That was a complete, that song choice was a complete surprise to me. That was from Galaxy Mafia. We have been through the fire.
We have been up the rough side of the mountain, y'all.
I'm coming up.
Yes, Lord.
On the rough side of the mountain. We have had so many problems just getting to where we can record this show.
We supposed to start at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock, y'all. And let me get my paper. I threw my paper down on the floor. That's just how tragic the day has been. But let's see. So that was George Michael and Aretha Franklin now.
Every time you get close to that mic, that thing goes like that.
Okay. Every time I get close to the speakers, you mean? Uh-huh. Okay. All right, well, you want to explain that song?
Yes, I do.
Galaxy Mafia is eating chicken right now.
Because I'm black.
Fried chicken, y'all.
That's right.
Fried chicken.
Like fried chicken.
From the ghetto, no less. We went down to the corner of Chicken Shack and got some chicken. Ooh. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well.
She's still chewing, so.
I'm not.
So I'm gonna keep on talking until she's done chewing and swallowing. You ready?
Yes, I'm
ready. Okay.
Okay, well, Galaxy Mafia got some news, which we'll talk about during halftime. So if you wanna know what it's not really good. It's interesting news. If you wanna know what this news is, you should at least, you know, get to halftime.
Sione.
No, it's not Sione.
Yes, it is. Sione the one that can't afford internet access.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so anywho. Yes. Well, see, Galaxy Mafia's been thinking about, like, what type of song would she want to dance to be the first dance at her wedding for her husband. And so, you know, she and Glamour Diva have talked about this before. And she went through some songs, and then she realized that this is the perfect song that she wants to dance to with her husband at her wedding. Because, you know, in order for me and this man to get together, I feel like we're going to have to go through some things.
And I tend to agree.
So, you know, we got to be waiting for each other. So, if y'all get to come to my wedding, that's what we're going to dance to. That's the first thing.
What did I say? My first dance was gonna be "Love of My Life" by Erykah Badu.
You picked some kind of rock song too.
Oh yeah,
didn't you?
It was like a Judas Priest song.
But
I was like, I think, you know, I like "Love of My Life" because it's cute.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, if I got married, you know, I would marry someone that really liked hip hop as much as I do.
Why?
And they would get the joke because a song is actually about hip hop. It's not about another person.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Because she's saying that hip hop is the love of her life.
Oh.
You know. So anyway, matters all of that. Okay.
I thought 7 was the love of her life.
Well, that's a child. Okay. Anyway, in keeping with what we started last week. With Black History Month.
Oh, she going there with this Black History.
I am going there. So, but see, I forgot to mention last week on that podcast that March is Women's History Month.
Okay.
So that's why we're going to talk about Black women that are doing things, you know, in the month of March.
Black
so,
girls.
Yes. But I have a young Black woman who is making history right now in Texas. This is my niece.
What?
My niece is making history. She attends Sam Houston State University, and she is the first Black lifeguard that they've ever had there.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's a shame.
So Glamour Diva's family is making African American history, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Right here, right now. And they had a whole little ceremony for it and all that kind of stuff. They were so proud of themselves and they were proud of her.
Why are they just not getting a Black lifeguard in 2007?
Well, you know, but you know what? Somebody got to be the first, and why not her, right?
That is so cool.
It is cool. So I'm very excited about that because I had
Diva.
I had a whole thing, you know, about somebody else I had picked, and then when my mother told me that, I was like, you know, this would be good, you know, for women's history, you know. So this is like our very first grandchild, my parents' very first grandchild. Right. She is my oldest niece, Diva. I have two. She's not the one that I talk about that live in California. She lives here in Houston. So anyway, that's her. And do you have a match report, or would you like to continue eating, or would you like to do a match report later on in the?
I have a match report.
Okay, and you want to do it later, or you want to do it now?
I want to do it now.
Okay.
That is so cool about your niece.
Yes, it is.
She can swim.
Yeah, she's very good.
You know, like, see, I don't want to date ourselves, but we were in that generation that where Black folks don't swim.
Right.
Not Black folks swim. All the children in my Bible study know how to swim.
All right.
And they be like, Miss Galaxy Myfield. Yeah, they say my real name. All right, we're going to hurry on up here because we got, you know, to get on with our lives. And, oh God, let's see. This is week 7. I'm going to tell you the folks who won. I don't have.
Week 6,
right. I don't have who they played against, but I'm just going to run down the winners. Here are the winners: the Blues, the Sharks, the Bulls, the Force, the Highlanders, and the Brumbies. Here are the Punk Bitch Goats: the Lions, the Slurricanes, Crusaders, Cheetahs, Stormers, the Chiefs. Ooh, God help the Chiefs. Waratahs and the Reds. And the point standings, Blues on top in the point standings. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen when, you know, them All Blacks get out of jelly. But as for right now, they got 23 points, followed closely by the Sharks and to some extent, a lesser extent, by the Blues. The Slurricanes, after losing again to the Force, have slid all the way down to 14. They right there in the middle here. And
the standards, I think, translates to number five.
And let's see, I would like to say that we have some Super 14 standouts. Mr. Doug Howlett.
Yay!
Miss Glamour Diva has a reason why she think that he is standing out in Super 14. Something to do with his he got a girl pregnant.
Yes, he got a girl pregnant.
And claim he gonna marry her.
Claim he gonna marry her, but either way, he got to take care of his child. So he got to get some of that All Blacks money. Plus, he done started that foundation using his own money. So he need to recoup what he put into the foundation. And you got to take care of that woman in a style I am sure she has become accustomed to.
Well, you know what? Seemed to me like he ought to have some fundraisers, because that's what people do when they have a chair. They have fundraisers.
I'll tell you, this bizarre America, I don't know what these people do. They may go rob banks to raise money. I don't know.
It was for the cheering. Right? Okay. Also, Super 14 standout, Mr. David Smith.
Yay!
The fine Mr. David Smith.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. And I think that maybe one of the reasons why he's standing out is because he don't want to go back to Samoa, because he ain't a citizen of New Zealand, right?
I don't know whether he's a citizen yet or not.
Girl, he might need to marry somebody.
Okay, well.
Not us, but like in New Zealand.
I'm like, I'm about to say, that's not going to help him to marry us. Well, I don't know.
Well, no, yeah, that's why I was like, well, maybe he need to get married.
Anyway,
you know, he don't want to be a fob forever, so whatever. Also, I had a special YouTube announcement. Maybe some of y'all may know I've been doing videos, and I got in a lot of trouble because I've been using this microphone to help me do my videos, and, you know, the microphone went crazy. It protested. So, but anyway, I have two videos out on YouTube. My username out there is Mint Footprint. You can also go to the blog and see which I... You just go to the blog. Don't worry about going to YouTube. And I got two videos. I got one about Tia Lotta and one about Sione. And I put a lot of time into them. I think they came out all right. I wish I had more fodder, but we also are going to be on YouTube. I'm going to be doing some stuff because Glamour Diva did something. She got Sex and Sushi out on YouTube some kind of way. So we'll be doing something with that and letting y'all know.
All right, I think. Oh, and I went out as usual. I got to give my hot rugby trash report. I went out to the Western Force. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes.
Before we move on, I would like to give a shout out to Sean. Was that his name?
Yeah, Sean.
Sean at the Best Buy. Thank you very much for your help with the computer. Sean from the Best Buy in the Galleria. Thank you.
Okay, I checked if there were any hot pieces of rugby trash on the Western Force page.
Are there?
Well, you know, I have forgotten in my trash report last week, I've forgotten that Matt Gateau is one of my hot piece of rugby trash men. And I didn't put him on the list. So he's the only one that I can see. You know, we'll look at him while they run around on the field and they shout.
So sometimes I take a bad picture.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes I take a bad picture, so... But Matt never takes a bad picture. But this is funny. Guess what his nickname is, girl? You trying to guess?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, she's trying to guess. I didn't think he was actually going to really try to guess. You're really trying to guess over there. Okay. Galaxy Mafia is guessing Matt Gateau's nickname. He is a player for the Western Force and for the Wallabies.
Is he Australian?
Yes, he is Australian.
Crocodile
No, it's even worse than that. It's Kid Dynamite. Yes, his name is Kid Dynamite.
Dynamite!
They didn't spell it that way. They just said his name is Kid Dynamite. Anyway.
Why do they call him Kid Dynamite?
Because he just explosive on the pitch.
Boom!
That's right. He come out there and he just explode. Anyway, could you wipe the chicken grease off your fingers and let's start this game? Oh, Miss Galaxy Mafia just totally gave the legal a bums rush the last time. Like to hear it, here it go.
Okay.
All views expressed in this podcast are the views of its creators and do not necessarily represent the views of the South African, New Zealand, and Australian rugby unions, the Super 14 franchise, and any of its affiliates or partners. This game can be downloaded on the rugby channel, www.mediazone.com. Okay, you ready, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you know. And she just pressed play there. We didn't get a chance to start it or nothing. So,
sorry.
I hope y'all.
Let's keep that up so we can.
Okay.
I can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. And,
I don't trust nothing. You know,
okay, well, you are authorized to receive the upcoming event. The video will begin shortly.
Do you want
to
skip that?
Yeah. Can we? This is weird. I've never seen this before. Have you seen this before?
When I opened it up today.
Oh, so you didn't go forward and see if,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. And,
they're talking about another game.
Okay.
Brumbies and Stormers, if you give a crap.
Yeah, Brumbies was the game that, we had the technical difficulties with. I think that later on we should edit some of the best parts together.
Yeah.
And leak it, you know, out there on the internet, because we were really going there. We were talking about people like they had tails, which is probably a reason why it was messed up, because the Lord didn't want us to put that out there. I mean, we talk about folks bad enough as it is, but that particular show,
it came from a bad place.
Yes.
It came from negative place.
We were very angry. But I think I might have been PMSing. I don't know. But we'll see. It's really loud. It went out the speakers for some reason. Okay. I don't know. I was drinking some water there. Sorry. Sorry, peoples. But I had some, I found out some interesting stuff about Jonah Lomu.
Why?
I don't know if I should talk about it right now. Do we have a lot of stuff to talk about during halftime horror?
Actually, I don't think so.
Okay, well,
I don't have any
Oh, Rose, I love you, Rose, I'm gonna make you something, Rose.
Oh yeah, we have to, someone actually solve the rugby crossword puzzle. Can we turn that down just a little bit? It's kind of distracting.
Okay.
Can I reach over here and turn it on?
Do it right there.
Oh, okay, because this is really, look at David Smith, girl. Oop. Okay. Girl, I found out that David Smith is only like 5'7".
Yeah, you told me that. And I was
yeah.
Like, yeah. Wah. Look at Nonu. They talking to somebody. Who is this? Is that Coach Collins?
Who is it? Where you see Nonu? Oh, yeah. Okay, I see him back there.
I know that blonde
tip dress. Is he eating something, chewing on something? What the hell is he doing? What was he doing?
He's sipping on some scissor.
Sipping on scissor? Okay. Anyway, yes, we have someone solve the rugby crossword puzzle, so we're going to give them their shout out. And then we have a new source of gossip. We don't know exactly how long this source is going to last, but we're going to try to take advantage of it while we have it.
Right.
Because we know you rugby fans out there likes to hear the gossip.
Right.
Likes to hear who doing what to who and how often and you know, and why. So we're going to tell you about that person. We're not going to tell you whether it's male or female. I still haven't decided on a name. Maybe something will come to me.
Look at Tia Lotta.
Yeah, I see Tia Lotta. And Tia Lotta got in trouble. Tia Lotta got in trouble this game. They having technical difficulties as usual, people.
Now we haven't. And so, you know, I feel for them today.
Yeah, I feel for them today because we really know how it feels.
They get paid.
Well, we're getting paid. We're getting paid in love.
I don't want love.
Alright then.
I want the cash.
Okay.
Oh, this is cute. They doing some kind of drill. Yeah. See, it looks like he got his hair okay today.
Tana
out
there.
Nah, that's T2.
Tana out there. Their away uniforms on.
That's the dark one.
Yeah, they're all black.
Woo!
They're Paul Tito. Yeah, someone's stretching over there, doing some dynamic stretching.
Girl, a drumstick. All right. I'm going to save that.
Okay, she is really happy about this chicken.
It's good and salty, too, boy.
And you ought to see her. She turned around on the side of the bed, hunched over, shoulders hunched over, you know, face almost down in the box.
Shut up.
No. I think if you did go on a date with him and y'all went to French's, he wouldn't want to talk to you either. He'd be eating.
You probably would be.
Mm-hmm. Shit. That's me opening up my soda. Sorry. Yes, I had to hold the mic and open up my soda because gas in my vid is way too deep in this chicken right now.
This is a new dude, Matt McKeown. Oh, he's from Perth.
Okay. Yes, they're in Australia.
He got some black hair.
Okay, I'm having to do everything. I can't see. Okay, there we go.
Turn toward you, why don't you?
Well, I couldn't see it. Okay, we're in the locker room. That's Serge.
Talking. Away, sir. That's Paul Tito. Look at Paul Tito's dirty feet. He gonna be in a Dirty Soul video.
And oh, that's David Smith. Hey, Tana out there on the field.
Tana look kind of swollen up by the chest area.
Girl, Tana got some big old chesticles there.
He look a little bit bigger, don't he?
I don't know what's going on, and maybe he been
breastfeeding the baby.
You know what? If anybody could do it, Tana would figure out a way to get it done. Okay. Is the baby still in breastfeeding? Well, I don't know how long Rochelle gonna breastfeed that baby. I don't know what she do.
Depending on how much weight she wanna lose.
How old is this child now? Do you even remember when was the child?
April 2006.
Okay, so she almost a year old. So she probably either getting ready to wean her or she already weaned. Okay.
You know. Tell them about that picture that you saw of Tana and this woman in the airport. You think that's Tana's wife? I got a theory.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw this picture, and it was like this reporter was talking to him, and he was pushing one of those trolleys that, you know, they have all the luggage on. And it was this white woman. Well, and I'm assuming she white, because you know how, you know, we never know what these people are over here.
That
kind of, but she looked like a white woman to me. But we heard that Rochelle is Maori, right? So I don't know. But
they got a pretty little boy. Ooh, that little boy.
Yes. But anyway, so but this woman was next to him, and she was quite a bit shorter than him, but she was really, really round, like, you know, overweight, you know. And not that there's nothing wrong with that, because I can't talk, you know. And Galaxy Mafia at times in her life couldn't talk about nobody. At this point right now, you know, no. But in the past, no, she could not talk about nobody. But anyway, but this woman was really holding on to him tight, you know. And I know who his mama is, because Tana looked just like his mama. And I seen his mother. So I know it wasn't her. So I was like, who is this woman holding on to him like that? And, you know, it had to be somebody that was really familiar with him, because you just don't grab people like that. Strangers just don't grab folk like that. And I don't think he would, even if she did, I don't think he would continue to let her hold on to him like that, particularly when he was talking to this reporter.
Right. So I was thinking.
Yes.
Are you finished?
Yes, yes I am.
Maybe that's when she was pregnant.
Mm.
I mean, she's one of those people that get really big when they're pregnant.
Maybe so. Because she had like a really round face, you know, and she looked to be quite a bit older than him. I mean, but then again, like we said, the people look
older.
They look older over there, so I don't know. But that's a very interesting picture.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, I think I still have it. It was actually on the All Black site. It came from the All Black site.
Ew.
That girl, he coming out again with his mouth full of food. What is no new eating?
That nigga eating.
He just chowing down, y'all. He chewing on some cheeks all full like a chipmunk.
What are you looking for, though? He's looking for some hoe, you know, tell about to jump off.
I mean, he took another bite off or whatever it was. He took another bite. I don't know why he's standing up there. It's okay.
Because he's looking for some girl he was trying to talk to.
He was looking for some girl he was trying to talk to. Okay.
He even gave somebody to jump off.
And it's...
He's trying to... Sione and Pepe gonna text No New to jump off. You know that's how y'all do it.
I wonder if Sione and Pepe were at the game. I wonder if Mokes was there.
Oh, you know her ass was there.
Well, that's in Perth.
Oh, well, I don't know.
So they Sione and Pepe are in Sydney.
Is Perth far away from Sydney?
Girl, I don't know a damn thing about.
Look at Paul Tito trying to get folks to come on.
He hugging up.
Come on, niggas. Come on. All right. Come on. In the circle. Come on.
They getting all in a circle.
Tia Lotta, where you at?
Are they getting ready to pray?
I don't know, girl. Yeah, they went away from it. Tia Lotta went over there.
Well, maybe Tia Lotta, maybe he should have been over there. Maybe he missed the prayer.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem. He lost.
You got to be prayed up to be out here on this rugby pitch.
You got to have the Holy Ghost before you step your boot out there on the pitch.
That's right, because you will get in trouble.
Yeah, girl, no, wait a minute. They say they number 7, girl.
Well, they didn't know they was going to lose.
So, okay, 7 and 8. Well, they said that they were 5, so.
Girl, you know what?
Right. Oh, they're putting their arm in there, girl. Oh, that's cute.
We love each other.
That surge kind of swole.
You know Jared kind of is like, God, dog, these niggas here.
They can't do shit without me.
Okay. I'm gonna have to come back there. But you know what? It's gonna tick me off, because Chris Masso ain't gonna think that he has something to do with it too. Like, Chris Masso, nigga, you ain't got nothing to do with nothing. They don't need you there.
As long as they had Rodney, they don't need you.
They wouldn't do no better, no worse.
Look at Jose Gibbs. You know he happy to be back.
Got his job back from Fire Tower.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We are loneliness. I tell you,
these don't crop a Lomi, y'all.
This coach is nothing but a damn tease. He throw Lomi out there and then he snatch him back. He ought to be shaming himself.
Let me write him a letter. Damn, Mr. Cleveland.
It's probably that damn Aussie McLean that made the
potato. What's the potato?
Yeah, damn russet potato. Who that man look like a big potato?
Aussie the potato.
Aussie the potato. I swear that man look like a huge russet potato, y'all. I'm not lying to y'all. He got all that stuff on his face. I don't know. Is it freckles? What is
like
it?
Pop-mark.
They prayed up again?
Girl, they got to get... Ooh, super prayed up. Super prayed up. Roller coaster.
Who is this fool they talking? Is this Waldron?
That's the dude that came in for Jimmy Goffin.
Oh, okay.
He got a round face.
He got a round face. Okay.
Namil, come on.
Is that Namil? Is that
yes, with the fat rolls. He number three.
Oh, my goodness.
So he just got some fat rolls. Y'all, I was showing Glamour Diva something. Well, I was showing her the game with Richard McCall. And to a lot of his face, because you know when people get bigger or smaller, their face gets bigger and smaller also. Mm-hmm. His face, I mean, you could see his cheekbones back then, but now he got this, one of these big old pie faces. And the back fat, y'all.
Maybe that's when he been eating too much pie. They got pie over there. In the do they call it another name?
Probably call it something else. Probably call it pudding. You know. Like what we think is pudding, they call it yogurt or something.
Was it tin cake? Uh-huh. They don't say pan. I don't know.
A little tinny or something. Mommy, will you make me a tinny?
Oh my goodness.
Save my drumstick for later.
Okay. Alright. Well, let's see. I'm not too crazy about the Western Force uniform. I don't like this color blue.
What's this Fly Emirates?
Woo, that was some good chicken, y'all. That was some good chicken. That's ads. They getting their ad money from Emirates Airlines.
If anybody would like to sponsor us, you know.
Hey, yes.
Drop us a line.
You have a business and you think that you would like for us to that we would be good representatives
of
your business. We will take your money, okay? We just letting you know. We'll take your money.
And Mama Mafia will be very happy.
Yeah.
Because she thinks Daughter Mafia is wasting her time.
And you know, Mama Diva is always happy when I have money because that means she have money. Yep. You know. Cause I got to keep her in
how she's become accustomed.
Yes, in the manner to which she's become accustomed. I tell you.
Okay, they playing. Who is that? Jose Gill.
Trying to break some
breaking
tackles.
Breaking some tackles, y'all. Barreling through.
Oh, you know what? You need to hold this, cause I think I need to take a bio break. I know y'all didn't want to hear that, but
oh my gosh, she went there.
I did go there. I'm not really that excited about this game, and you know why.
Why? Because Lomi's out there.
No, Lomi's not out there. I'm telling you, that's changed my whole opinion of everything.
Oh, God. I'm trying to peel an orange and do this at the same time. So we'll see. Oh, my God, Namir to grow a full beard. Girl, he looked like a savage. I kind of like it. Girl, you got to see it. He looked like John of Four, but not primeval.
Okay, I'm coming.
Girl, something wrong with him. Something wrong with you, Namir. You ain't never scared. You told them mother suckers. Galaxy Mafia is not a cursor. She's eating the clementine. Well, that was a short bowel break.
Well, she's still in the bathroom. Is it a honking mega shit? Glamour Diva's having a honking mega shit, y'all. They scrumming, y'all. Get on there, Tialata. Tialata is keeping the scrum up. He collapsed it, y'all. He collapsed it. It's your fault. Get up. Get up, T2 and T1. Tialata crunk already, girl. He pushing somebody already. Girl, look! Look at him! Move, number 9! Damn you, fly half!
The scrum half gotta be standing right there. What the hell is wrong with the man?
Girl, he is going through some stuff.
Is his mama alright? Is his brothers and his sisters, they alright? Is the dog alright?
He getting bigger?
Somebody telling him something. The man was telling him something.
Yeah.
The ref.
Get the hell out the way, nigga.
Oh my goodness.
Nigga, that was strong.
He
fell. You see him fall on the floor?
Yeah.
On the pitch, my bad. You want to go?
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
Galaxy Mafia is eating Clementine oranges.
Clementine.
And I just had some dirty rice, so.
Could be riding dirty. Okay, so they're scrambling, rooking, mauling, and squabbing. Wilson Force got the ball.
They finna get their first try.
Girl, it was too easy. Who missed the tackle?
Jose Gill.
Nigga, you should have let Lomi come if you wanna go play. And you wouldn't go show up, nigga, why Lomi ain't there.
I know, girl. I'm just like, okay, Lomi not there. You know, why should I even bother? That's a damn shame, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I paid $3.99.
Look at him. Look, girl. He had slipped right out like the man had chicken grease on his legs.
Like he was eating French's chicken.
It was a grease pig. That's what. It's, girl, that's ridiculous. Cora Jane trip failed. And they all excited too.
It's gonna be that kind of night, y'all.
Drew Mitchell. That's only his second try this season. 11th try in all of rugby. Well, his
I got a lie bump
career.
On my tongue.
What you been lying about?
I don't know.
Been lying about your feelings for Tialata?
Nope. I don't feel this for Tialata.
Oh, that's Cameron Shepard. Cameron Shepard he not too bad. I don't like them green drawers he got underneath that. He don't. I mean, he nice looking, but I don't have that immediate response.
Visceral
response that I had to Clinton Shipkowski.
Loud. LOUD. Dang.
Oh, he missed it.
It was from like
fashion.
It was from like, you know, Sydney. You had to kick all the way from
Oh, girl. I wonder where the didgeridoos are. You know, I don't hear that round, 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 round.
I know. We need a didgeridoo.
I need to see if I can find that didgeridoo sound.
Tana, what you put? He touching all on his.
Tana look a little bigger.
He do it. He pulling his. Pulling his stuff all up, adjusting himself
in the crotchical area.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, no.
Ooh. Rucking and falling.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, girl. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
That was a good one.
They all, you know, intermingled.
Girl, Tialata look crazy. The nigga going through some things, serious things.
He turned into a CEO.
Somebody call Namia and check on him and see if he all right. Y'all need to check on him.
Check on your boy. Stay with your people.
I told him that he can grow a beard. His mama can't be happy with that.
Girl, no.
Girl, now I'm scared. I'm wondering if something wrong with Mama Tialata or Daddy Tialata.
Sister, brother, sister, Tialata.
Yeah, yes. And add another brother, because you know they got some cousins that's living in that. It's just, you know, that they call them brother and sister.
And so aunties and uncles.
Aunties and uncles up in there. I hope everything all right.
Girl, he done jumped.
Oh, Grandma!
Yo, he put his
his leg down up in into the rock and all mile and just grabbed the ball. Then he threw it to number two, who promptly did not know what to do with it. I guess who is this here? Okay, that did not work. I don't know what they were doing.
I don't know what that was.
Once again, the Hurricanes have to be playing independently of each other.
Yes.
Everybody playing their own rugby
game. I don't know why the unit has broken down. I guess Jerry is the glue that holds this team together. I don't know what they're going to do when the nigga leaves for Europe.
You're not supposed to tell them that shit.
Well, we don't know for sure if he's leaving. It's just a rumor. Well, it's a rumor that they all leaving. We ain't telling them that. Girl, tell I look crazy.
That's so weird. He looks so different.
He does.
I wonder what's going on.
I don't like him with the facial hair.
But he not doing his hair. He not doing nothing.
No.
And he getting bigger. I wonder what's going on with him.
I don't know. I know we keep saying that, y'all. But it's just, if you can see this, the Tialata of 2006.
I'm going to try to get some screen caps and give y'all some comparisons.
It's nothing like the Tialata of 2007. They're like completely different people.
And I know people have to grow and change.
Yes, but it's very disturbing. And he look troubled. He don't look happy.
And he's doing all this fighting.
Yeah, he look just like he tired and he just woke out, you know. What's going on? His girlfriend left him or something? What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I should make him a cake. That always makes me feel better. Get up now.
I don't know how you gonna get it to him, but okay.
I can't mail it to him.
I don't think you can mail food to a foreign country.
Wait, this is what I could do. I could find a bakery down there, call them and tell them to send it to Tialata.
Okay.
To the Wellington Rugby Union.
Okay. Well, I hope they don't eat it.
Maybe I should sell some flowers.
Okay. Well, you have to wait until he get back to Wellington.
Yeah, okay.
They're gonna be in Australia.
Golly, what was this here? God, they all intermixed and intermingled.
Tana look good. Tana look like he a little swole.
And I'm surprised you say that, because you always like Slimmy Slim. Slim Tana.
Well, I mean, he, like I said,
Hi, my name is Slim Tana.
He's not,
stay with your people.
Large.
Stay with your people and break your tackles. Break through the set piece. Get through there. Okay. They ain't even trying tonight.
They not listening to you, Arden.
No, I'm trying to tell them.
How do you get to be a rugby coach for a professional team?
Because I could do it. I'll be threatening them niggas.
Yeah, you be whipping them in there. I can hear you now. This is so funny.
Stay with your people. I see y'all down. What? Break the tackle. What's wrong with you? Do you see what's going on? You need to leave them hoes alone. Stop drinking that Stoli Chania. What's wrong with you? What's wrong?
Yeah, that's it. That would be you. You'd be hollering at them.
That would be hollering at them.
Ooh, they're looking at his eye. Somebody else getting their eye busted.
Did his eye fall out? But they said there's something about, and remember that article I gave you, that something about, he alluded to the fact that you can't talk to the Pacific Islander, you can't holler at them and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, they don't like to be yelled at. Well, they don't like to be yelled at in front of other folk, because that's shaming to them, to be yelled at.
Like, nigga, you better be glad you ain't in the NFL.
I you know.
They be getting molly coddled over
there. I told that girl, they suckle them at the teeth.
They do.
I think I'm going to have to call Helen Clark. I'm going to tell her, you need to do something. You're not being fair to the knees.
My sister was like, why y'all call them knees? I said, that's kind of what they call themselves. You know, you got that from knees and mister. And I just kind of was like, okay.
Well, I mean, it's like sometimes we don't know what they are. You know,
True.
We know they're not white.
Right.
We don't know what they are. And I don't want to call somebody Samoan when they really Fijian, or Maori when they really Tahitian, or
right,
you know,
right.
you know, I don't want to piss nobody off, you know, more than, you know, I'm already pissing them off.
Right.
Because they have infights down there, y'all.
Sure do.
the different Polynesian nations, you know, be talking about the other ones.
Uh-huh.
And so me and Guy to Mafia is like, okay, well, you know, we don't have that particular problem here, because all the black folks that's here in the United States, you either black from the United States, woo!
Jose Gill slamming somebody down on a pitch in the middle and got in the middle of it and butted the ball out.
But Conrad Smith tried to get somebody.
Okay, now they fighting here in the middle. Fight over the ball. Somebody got their hands on somebody.
T2 went in there. He headbutted somebody. He like blocked it with his body. All right, Al. I know he said ow.
God damn.
He was holding his chest.
Not the wind out of it.
It sure did. But anyway, as I was saying, all of the black people that's here in the United States, we all black together, unless you know, straight from Africa,
right?
Or, you know, straight from the Caribbean, and you really proud of your Caribbean heritage,
right?
But for the most part, we just all black together. So the only thing we could come up with is like the regional thing, like, you know, like the folk from the north call everybody from the South Bama.
Right.
We stupid and crazy. We don't know nothing. And then, you know, the folk from on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, they pick on folk from the West Coast. You know,
of course, so you have the Atlanteans.
Yes, and all the black folk in Atlanta don't nobody know nothing but right. them. You right. know. They think it's the was the Paris, the black Paris of the South, or something like that. But that's the only thing that we could come up with that, you know, is similar. So, because when we look at them, we think, you know, all of y'all from one of them little islands down there, we don't see what the difference is. But apparently, you know, the Samoans got something to say about the Tongans, and the Maori got something to say about the Samoans, and, you know, the Fijians got something to say about all of them down there.
Right, right.
But I tell you, don't nobody, everybody can agree on hating the Maori, though.
Yeah, they can. Don't know why.
Everybody else can, including the white folk, everybody can agree that the Maori is the problem.
Uh-huh.
So.
With all that drinking and smoking and having sex. Need to stop all that drinking and smoking.
And eating fatty food.
Right.
Oh,
stop eating that fried chicken. They get up. Nah, see, what was that?
Oh my goodness.
My mother be burping.
I didn't burp. That wasn't a burp.
What was it?
I was laughing.
And you went,
yes.
Okay. That was some kind of snort laugh.
Yeah,
oh, look, girl, they got a dark referee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they ain't giving him much to do, though.
I wonder if he Fijian or if he African or something.
Girl, I don't know. I don't know, child. Every time they get the ball, they run right into the blitz. Read the blitz, niggas. And look at Tia Lotta.
Tia Lotta got the ball.
Trying to bust through there.
Okay. That, Schwager. That's how you say that.
Schwager helped him. Okay. He tried to go through. They keep trying to advance and get on down the field. And they get the ball, they throw it to somebody, and then that person promptly does something ignorant with it. See? Like this right here. Cora Jane dropped the ball, butterfingers.
Well, son, the pass was kind of crazy.
Yeah, they blew the whistle, though. That boy look a mess.
Girl, he look a mess by the head. He really does. He looked better when it was all stringy and greasy looking. I tell you.
Look like he ain't washed it. And white people got to wash their hair.
They do. See, that's one thing that black folk don't have to do. We don't have to wash our hair every day. If white folk don't wash their hair every day, they look crazy.
Like Cora Jane.
Like Cora Jane.
I wonder if the Nijas have to wash their hair every day. Because they got that silky hair, too.
But, you know, and they all got different kind of hair. You know, you look like Daniel Leo with it all napped up, you know.
Mills got coarse hair, too.
Yeah, Mills got coarse hair.
Like, no new attire. They got pretty hair.
Yeah, they got pretty silky, you know, wavy hair.
See,
you know.
On their coarse hair.
So I don't know
he's trying to grow it back since he cut it all off. It's got to grow back like it was.
I like
highlights in it. It sure was pretty, wasn't it?
It was gorgeous.
Cause when we first saw it, we were like, oh, you know, it's coal black, you know?
Right, but it's not.
And then, yeah, we saw pictures of it. It's got little brown tinted pieces in it, you know?
Copperish
color, you know, glinting in the sun, you know?
Look at these homos.
Girl, that's probably us, Sion and Pepe. They traveled to Perth.
God, dog.
But yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. I tell you, I told you, I don't care if that turn out to be your man or not. I'm a feel on his hair. I'm just telling you right now. If you start dating him, you just need to get used to the fact that when I see him, I'm just gonna run my fingers through his hair. I don't want the nigga. I don't want him, but I'm fixing to rub on his head. So I'm letting you know, so you can tell him. Don't get it twisted, Siomi. Glamour Diva don't want you. She just like your hair.
Don't get it twisted.
Cause I don't want him like, baby, I got to tell you something. What is it, Siomi? Well, you know, your friend Glamour Diva, yes. Every time she see me, she touch my head. She be stroking my hair, you know? Is something going on? A nigga, she don't want you.
See, that's how I say it. Okay, they working it all now. Something the ref blew the whistle.
You right, girl. Tia Lotta do look like John Afoa. He look like a dark John Afoa. And that's awful. That's awful, girl. He look like the dark missing link.
Chocolate John Afoa.
Maybe he broke up with somebody, or he in love and he crazy.
It don't look like he tried to do this. It looks like it looks haphazard, like lack of maintenance. That's what it looks like to me.
Like he just said, I'm tired, I don't want to shave no more, and I'm gonna let the shit grow. They can't see you shaking your head.
Yes. What's wrong with Paul Tito? They feel it on his head.
Paul Tito hair all over the place too. His ain't, girl, look at it blowing in the wind. It's really windy there. I mean,
Smith look really little.
I told you he is little. He's tiny.
A lot of breathing.
Girl, everybody hair blowing. It's breezy there.
It looks like it's nice.
But it's funny because Paul Tito must be some kind of mayor because his hair ain't blowing like everybody else's.
It's really coarse.
It is.
Every time I see him, I think, I'm Mr. Heat Miser. Dun, 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 dun. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Starts to melt in my touch. I'm too much. Tia Lotta got them draws on. You see, girl?
Somebody, I got to tell you. I can't tell you over this thing because okay. Then my secret will be out.
Okay.
But it's something about Tia Lotta and his draws. Because we ain't the only ones.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot about it.
Well, let me write this down because you forget. You got a pen.
Yes, I got a pen. Oh my goodness. But yes. I don't know what's wrong with him and them draws. I really do think, like we said last week,
his mama make
his draws. Oh, he getting them wholesale from somebody.
And he like that black and white.
He do. He like that striped draws. But you know, I'm guessing what it is. It's like, you know how women are like we get a good bra.
Yep.
We keep going back and buying that same bra,
right.
You know.
So he found a good pair of drawers.
Yes. And until they stop making that bra, we you know, we not going to stop buying.
Right.
Or like women go and they find a comfortable pair of shoes.
Right.
And so they buy the shoes in all the different colors. Girl.
Kick and chase. But it did not work.
Didn't work. Corey Jane picked it up. It's like Corey Jane kind of thick, you know. It's all good from the neck down.
He got a little booty.
Yeah, he got a little booty and everything. He got more ass than Tia Lotta, which I find funny.
Well, you know, Tia Lotta's a big boy. Sometimes the big boys, they don't have no booty.
Wonder why that is.
Because Because everything else is up here, and you know, it's just not the equal distribution of weight or something.
But he got all them big thighs. You would think he would just carry all the way up.
I don't know, child. Maybe we need to do some glute raises.
You know, because Nonu, you know, he got, you know.
He got popcorn booty.
He do, girl. He got rubbish in the boot. I'm going to see if I can popularize that phrase. He got rubbish in the boot. He'll be like, what?
Rubbish.
T1.
Rubbish.
Rubbish in the boot, Joe. Did you get those videos that I sent to you?
Yes.
What did you think of that last one? Well, they're like, this is the new... the new single from PNC.
What is PNC?
It's some kind of he's some kind of rapper. I don't know what it stands
for. Are they the season folks?
Yes. And it was like the way that they were dressed, girl.
Yeah.
It looked like, you know, like a Warren G video.
Uh-huh. I'm always amazed at, you know.
Look at David Smith. Woo!
See, David Smith be sidestepping. He be looking
that
ahead.
Yes.
He
be that looking good.
Ahead. He be looking ahead, like, you know, targeting, ding, targeting, and finding those holes. Somebody tried to do a spin out. It did not work.
Girl, he had that little goose step in there.
Uh-huh. Jerry Collins better watch it.
Well, he can't take over for Jerry Collins.
No.
He gonna take over for who else? Girl!
Who is this here?
Oh, Tia Lotta just done jumped on the top of some.
Ooh.
Oh. I'd be in pain if Tia Lotta jumped on top of me. I wouldn't get up. I'd be like, you know what? I'm out this game. I'm out this game. I have to say this, though. The Western Force boys is swole.
Yeah, they kind of fine.
They are fine.
Look, the stripe draws, y'all. Wait. 40-41. Clearly you can see the stripe draw.
But it don't look like he got the compression garments on. Or do he have the stripe draws over the compression garments?
Well, maybe the stripe draws are the compression.
They don't look, they look loose like they bunched. They don't look like he tight on his ass.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, the Mormons, they had that special underwear. They had some special religious underwear, you know.
Okay,
well,
Jose Gil, he said it again. Jose Gil's trying to break the tackle, girl.
I can't recall what the name of it is, but it's some kind of purification underwear or something.
Oh, turnover. David, no. David dropped the ball. Turnover. They're rucking the ball.
Oh, David.
But the Western Force got the advantage.
We all fall short of the glory sometimes.
Yep.
But anyway, what I'm saying is maybe those draws have special meaning for him. Okay, I
wonder what that could be.
I don't know.
Ooh, loud that you said. Look at Tana Ubaga. Jose did try to push those tackles off.
He did.
He tried to earn his keep, y'all.
He said he do not want to go back to the bench. But actually, he wasn't even on the bench. He wasn't nowhere on there.
No, he wasn't.
They told him to go home. Oh, look at David Smith. Woo! Wait.
Too bad you short, David.
Look
you
at them arms.
Short. He compact. He like a fire plug.
Girl, that's okay with me. That's all I need.
He short, though.
That's how I was telling about that man at Best Buy today, all up over me. I was like, you need to get back.
Yeah. Hurricanes. Upper hood. No. What's upper hood? Is that the sedated ones?
Lower hood is the bottoms. Yep. No, we went to Best Buy.
He playing basketball,
and this man was talking to me, trying to help me. And he was like, as I told you, I'm only 5'4", right? And so he was standing really, really close to me, like all up in my face. And then he was so much taller than me, and he was leaning down, and I kept backing up, and he did not move.
Ooh.
And I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, he all up on me. I'm like, yeah, nigga, you can help me. You can back the fuck up.
Yeah, so many people need to watch. You know, it's such a thing as called personal space.
Yes.
Look at Umaga, old workhorse.
Umaga,
look, he looked bigger. He looked better, yes. Bigger like that. What is this here? Who is this? T2?
I think that's T3. Look at him. Look at him.
He looked like somebody's daddy.
I don't care what you say. I think he is so attractive.
I know you think he hot. You hit it.
Yes, I would.
He looked like he'd be a warrior in the bedroom, too.
Hey, you know, and I could take it. I wouldn't. Well, okay. Nothing. You know that hot chicken got you hot, huh?
No, it's hot here. Yeah.
And where it is?
But you know, last time it was cold.
It's not me. It's Houston. It's the
weather.
Yeah,
the temple's gonna up. Hey, we gotta set the clocks back tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, that's T1. T1 kind of big, y'all.
Look at this.
Now they gotta bring in Paranisi.
Now that Paranisi is good looking.
Yeah, Paranisi is good looking.
Too big for me, but good looking.
Keep it up, Tia Lotta. Don't collapse the scrum. Okay.
Woo, wee.
Oh my goodness. They are screaming, y'all. Screaming Rook, screaming Maul. Oh my goodness.
Was that Neely out there?
I don't know about Latu. I'm through with Neely.
Poor Neely. See, we wasn't even thinking about him.
No.
That's what you get for hanging out with No New.
Okay. You need to watch your conversation.
Folk write you off. If you hang out with No New, you get wrote off.
What's that scripture? Bad character. Wait. What did I say? Bad conversation ruins good character or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to watch who you hang with, nigga. Because mm-hmm. They'll corrupt you before you turn them nice.
Look at that wild girl. He just looked like
he
looked
crazy.
No. Yeah, every time I do that, Galaxy Mafia almost loses control of her bodily functions. She just like falls out. Colin said, why is that so funny to you? And I laugh because you laugh.
Don't do it no more.
why does that send you over the edge?
I don't know.
Who was hot? and y'all wonder, the one she really like is when I say, Garsh. She love that. I used to tease her by Sione. We used to tease her. Sione was like really, really shy, you know. And if you walked up to him and said, oh, you know, Mr. Lilaki, I think you hot and sexy and cute and whatnot, you know. And he would look at you and go, Garsh.
Oh my god.
Oh lord, it is hot in here. I wish we could turn the ceiling fan on, but
they done pulled somebody. They got somebody up all around the back. Somebody need to get their shirt tore off.
Paula took off.
Go T-Toe.
It's your birthday.
Paul T-Toe.
It's your birthday. What is this going
okay,
on?
T1. What is this
him? I don't know. Albie Shua.
Tia Lotta trying to do something with the ball.
Know what this look? That. Ooh!
David!
Dang! Why wasn't nobody at a kitchen? That would have made the highlight reel.
I mean, you know, stay with your people. You see the boy over there trying to make something happen. Support your man.
I support him.
Yellow. You know, look at the yellow jerseys.
Yellow!
Okay. Oh! And not again.
Oh, Lord.
David, the only one came to work, y'all. He got good work ethic.
But you know what? Everybody else that had time to sit there and get satisfied, and you know, and David, like, they can tell me to sit down one day and never get up. You know?
Glue your butt to the seat.
Yes.
Get comfortable.
So you like, every day I'm gonna come out there. But you know, that's how they like they brown folk down there. They want you to get out there, give it all you got. You're only getting 5 cents.
Right.
But that's 5 cents more than you had the day before. Get out there and work, you know. And they done brainwashed all the brown folk down there. Plus, he ain't too long been in New Zealand.
No.
So he just happy to be there,
yes,
period.
That's a shame. They got not treat folk like that.
I'm going to have to find out how long he been there. He sound like he fresh off the boat.
Yeah, he does.
He don't sound like the rest of them.
No.
I think that's kind of sexy. That make me want to go to some more and get a fresh one.
I wonder what they'd be like.
I don't know. These like Samoans like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I wanna go see what it's like to have, you know,
a real Samoan.
A real one that don't even know what New Zealand is.
Right.
They don't have electric lights. None of that stuff.
Electric lights. You got a kerosene lamp. Where they get the kerosene?
They only go up to 1909. That's as far as they go.
Touch. Oh, that scrum collapsed. In on his head. Did you see that? He like, get the hell out of here. Ooh, the coach telling him.
The coach?
I mean,
the ref.
Touch, pause.
What?
He didn't tell him offsides.
Girl, and the Western Force like, what the fuck?
Okay.
We came here to do this scrum. What y'all come to do?
And T.L.I. was outside. Well, he would have been if this was NFL.
Finally.
Look like they collapsed again.
They collapsed again.
The man liked to get it. Get up. Get up, niggas.
You're wasting time. He done already told T.L.I. of something once.
T.L.I. shaking his head like, you know, I ain't never scared. You know what? I should not have done that. If I had known you was gonna take it to the nth degree.
Oh, did you want to tell him that you think he saw your?
Yes, y'all. I meant to put it on the blog. Pardon me, but I was out looking at my YouTube site, right? And so somebody left me a comment, and the comment was from somebody that was NEYZA07, and it looked a little familiar. And I was like, who the hell is this? And then I looked at the video. It says, haha, I love this video clip, or something like that. And then so I clicked on the name, the NEYZA07, and come to find out, the name of the person was Namia, and he was 24, and he was from Wellington, New Zealand. So Namia likes my video clip and my pictures.
Wait a minute, keep
okay,
going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know. So it ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
I just find that so far. I wonder, has he made the connection that the picture that he saw? Well, we still don't really know for sure if he saw the picture, because no new probably didn't even show him.
But he said to me, I like the photo.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. This is no new we talking about.
You look at T.L.I. trying to run through there, y'all. Trying to break some tackles. Y'all think that he lied and said to me, I love the photos?
I don't know. I don't know what to think about.
No new.
No.
I don't know.
Well, it would be funny. You know, I'm just wondering if.
Okay, let's think about. Well, how would he make the connection? We won't tell what username he used, but she, Galaxy. What's her name? Glamour Diva. She used a different name when she wrote No, naturally, not a real name, but a different name, an alias.
Yeah.
So to speak. What is Paul Tito hollering about? He done took his mouth guard out.
That mean he getting ready to start fuming. That fire gonna come out of his mouth.
He finna get crunked it up.
The heat miser gonna come out. I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Sun.
I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Okay, so I gave Mr. T a lot of my real name and my middle name.
So if he came out to see Galaxy Mafia, I don't think he would necessarily make the connection, you know?
No.
So look at them thighs.
Woo, girl, did you see? His shorts was all pulled.
It looked like two of my legs.
But they look good though.
I ain't copping to that. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure that he would make the connection, actually. I'm really not quite sure. Because I think that they think that, you know, the person that you did, your alias, mm-hmm. and me, I don't think they have connected them to, because like I said, we have a new mole who we have not named. But our new mole does not think they've seen our blog. I mean, I don't know. Are we going to have to, like, fly to New Zealand with our computers, bum rush the nigga in the club? Nigga, look, I'm writing about you.
I think it might have to come to that. I really do. I think we really going to have to get on a plane and go over there.
And then show them, look, click on your name and look at all the stuff I wrote about you.
And you know, even if we did that, you know, they'd be like, really?
Yes.
Are you sure that's you? You know, you're not hoaxing us?
Right, because you know that they be scared of them hoax. Girl,
and
okay.
I'm like, nigga, do you think I would come, you know, 8,000 miles?
Right.
You know, just to hoax you? I ain't got that kind of time or money. But you're too damn stupid to get your ass on the internet.
Right.
You know, as our president and fearless leader calls it.
Internets.
So I mean, how else are you supposed to do it? And then we have people talking about us to them.
Yes.
And they're like, what the fuck? Is everybody over there just ignorant, you know, except for, you know, the moles?
I guess. I don't know. Okay, T. Alana got that scrum up, y'all. He ain't never scared of that scrum right there. That nigga, I thought you knew I can't scrum.
That's what I do. I'm the linchpin. That's what I do. You call me linchpin for nothing, shit. Why you
bullshitting? Oh my god. Ooh. I don't know, but I guess we have to do that, and then we'd be like, you know, that's all.
Bye. Get back on the plane.
Wait, the hurricane's got to try, y'all.
We missed it.
Oh, snap.
As they say, that's Tana. Okay, Tana got the try. That's right.
Leave it to the old work girl. He had to crawl up in there.
Oh, as you would say, crawl all on the floor to get the try.
Okay, he barely got it.
He did.
Okay, now they showing the replay. The nigga had to crawl. He literally had to crawl up in, up twixt the legs of the Western Force to get the try.
Damn. Woo!
Girl, he was working. And I feel like he don't have to do all that no more.
He said, I left my family
right
to come up here to Australia.
Yes.
You know, I got shit I could be doing at home. You know, my roof leaking. I need to be up on the roof. You know, Rochelle want a screen door on the back door. You know, I put the baby new bed together.
Right. Right.
You know, she can't sleep in that crib forever. You know, he got stuff to do.
Yes, he do. He a father of four. Four.
His name, Kate ain't getting
his homework. Look at these homos again they showing. That must be somebody.
Ooh. Girl, no, that's how I like them too, girl. They all up in the face.
God,
you can't see nothing but homo up in
there.
Okay. Like, a tongue in the, well, whatever they call a tongue,
girl,
is. We don't know what
like
they call a tongue is. 207%
Nesian. Ain't nothing but Nesian.
Girl, that's how I love it. I love it.
Get up, Tia. Why do you got so fat?
But wait, y'all. I gotta take the mic for a second. Sorry about that. when we started talking to this new mole, I was asking questions, right?
Just for halftime.
But wait a minute. Okay. This is really about Tia Lana.
Do I know this?
Yes, I told you this. Or you told me. Anyway, so I was telling her, you know, the questions that I asked and whatnot. And she was like, I can't believe that you didn't ask nothing about Tia Lana. You know how I feel about him. And I was like, excuse me? You just got to, and like a few days before, she had just got through preaching to me, okay, that she was just over him. It was all about Sione now. And, you know, I just needed to recognize that's how it was going to be. So it was like, I was asking questions about the person she said she liked, Sione, right? She wasn't satisfied with that.
I was curious.
Girl, please. Anyway, and she told me that, I was like, wait a minute. Wait just 1 minute. And so then I told her afterwards, I said, you know what? You can't tell me nothing no more. Because she used to like to get on me and tell me that I am too wishy-washy. I move back and forth. I got too many men's on my list. You know, I like one person one day and I like another one, you know, the next. And something is wrong with that, you know, that says something about me that is not altogether positive. And so... So I told her, I said, well, you can't say nothing because you switch back between Tia Lana and Sione.
Well, I just don't know who to choose sometimes.
Well, okay, but why should you have to choose that?
Because I can't marry but one. I can't, we don't have, this ain't, you know, so you Deuteronomy,
really,
okay?
Okay, so you really think that you're going to meet one of these fools and marry him?
You know what, when you say that like that, you make me think like I'm some kind of, you know, psycho woman. Like I'm living in some kind of never land.
I'm just saying, I mean, I don't really think that, you know, I'm going to
Yeah, and that's why you're not. That's why you're not. I call those things that be not as though they were.
Okay, but I'm not ruling it out, but I'm not constantly in my mind.
Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. Whatever you say.
I'm not ruling anything out, but why should I go around with in the front of my head constantly all the time, I will marry blank, or I will get together with blank?
No, you shouldn't, because you know, you don't want to get married and have no children.
Okay. But why
I don't understand the question.
Why can't you think those thoughts about somebody here in the United States?
Because there's nobody here. I've already tried that and it just
you haven't dated every man in the United States. You haven't even dated 5 people.
Yeah, I have dated 5.
No, I'm talking about you only had like one relationship.
Are you trying to bust me out on the podcast? This man has gotten bigger. Look how much bigger he is than
TT. I'm looking at David Smith right now.
I'm very afraid. I'm sore afraid.
Is it halftime now?
Yeah, girl, it's halftime already.
Okay. Well, it's time for halftime horrors here. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it's halftime horror. And do you have anything you want to say? Okay, she mad at me, y'all. She not paying
no
attention.
I just can't think of anything.
I have a shout out. I have to give a shout out to my stylist. Her name is Charlene Spiller. Right. And she works she's the owner and operator of Culture Salon here in Houston, Texas.
Does she do hair weave?
You know, I don't think she does weave. It's a natural, okay, you know, right. Place. Anyway, she is truly fabulous. She does a wonderful job with my hair color. And yes, I do get my afro colored. And she does lots of other fabulous stuff. She is a dresser at Fashion Week in New York. And she was also active in the BET Rock the Runway. And she does that every year. She's always at Fashion Week. So if you ever in Houston, Texas, and you have natural hair and you want to get a style, colored, cut, whatever, check her out. Charlene Spiller, Culture Salon, Houston, Texas. And we have the email. We have the winner of the rugby crossword puzzle contest. And of course, it had to be Rose the Boss.
Right, Baby Boss.
Yes. She named herself Baby Boss. I don't know why she named herself, because we called her the Boss.
You know, but did you see what Rose said she does for a living? Don't that make sense?
Yes, yes. I'm not going to tell what she do for a living.
I was like, oh my God, Rose.
Now I know. Now we know why you're so diligent.
Formidable.
Yes, and won't give up. Girl, look at this. They're all up in this man's nose and eyes. Okay.
They done got Tito by the eye. Oh! They didn't hit Tito in the eye.
They grabbed Tito's face and pushed him back. Okay, anyway. So Rose won. So hip hip hooray, Rose. Let's give it up for Rose. Rose won. And this is what she said. I asked her, I was like, Rose, you know, now that you solved the rugby crossword puzzle, are you going to Disneyland, you know? And she thought that was funny. But anyway, this is her reply. Sassy Sisters, I would also like to thank the Academy and Santa Rhea Sister. Who is this Santa Rhea Sister? Otherwise, I would not know that Houston has a loop and that player swerve. Your Baby Boss, Rose.
Ooh, Rose.
So Rose was cheating, y'all. Rose got somebody here in Houston feeding her clues to the crossword puzzle. But that's all right, Rose. I got something for you. I said I wasn't going to do this anymore.
You doing another crossword puzzle?
No, I'm not going to do another crossword puzzle. I'm going to do a word search.
Oh, yeah. I support that.
And it's going to be all Polynesian rugby players.
Woo! Woo!
So I want to see if you're going to get that, Rose. Nah. How you love that? Okay. Anyway, but congratulations to Rose. I'm glad you saw, because she was all up in our email.
Yes.
Like every doggone day. She would not give up. She is tenacious. And so we were talking about this other mole, and I'm just going to call this person Citizen X, okay? Because, you know, I don't want to bust out this person, you know, and I'm not going to tell you whether the person male or female, because y'all try to guess.
Or where they from.
Yes, or where they from and other stuff. But this person was giving us the straight dope on some rugby players. So for those of you who were wondering and talking about us for calling folk hoes, well, it has been confirmed that Lomi Fatile is truly a hoe.
And not only that, but
and well, so I asked the mole, so this is another question Galaxy Mafia gave me. And so I asked Citizen X, I said, well no, Galaxy Mafia posed a question and I asked it. And so Galaxy Mafia wanted to know if Tialata was a skanko.
Right.
And so this is so funny, y'all. Citizen X was like, no, you know, Tialata is a good Christian boy. No Lomi there. And I was like, okay, well, that's nice that Tialata is a good Christian boy, but number one, that doesn't mean that he a virgin and he just sitting at home, you know.
Okay, you know what, y'all? Glamour Diva has a problem with virgins. Y'all need to know that before she tells.
I don't have a problem with virgins.
Yes, you do. You don't want nobody to be a virgin.
No, that's not so. I don't want anybody that I'm talking to being a virgin. If I met somebody and we were going to do the nasty, which, you know, I don't do the nasty no more, but if I was, if that person told me they were a virgin, that would just turn me off. I'd be like, I don't want to be your first. I don't.
What turns you off about virgins?
I just don't want to be the first one. That's a lot of pressure. I don't see how men do it. I really, really don't.
Insert.
Yeah.
Spread eggs. Insert penis.
You know. But anyway.
Come two times.
But I don't want to deal with that. You know, I don't want to teach you nothing. You know, when we get to that point, I want you to know, for the most part, what you're doing, and the two of us can learn new things together, but I just don't want to deal with that. But anyway, getting back to this, so I was like, okay, well, you know, that just means that he, you know, just like a regular old person, you know, he have a girlfriend, and they do what they do, and,
maybe he
you know.
Don't.
Well, maybe he doesn't.
Maybe that's why he's saying. Maybe so. Tried to talk to somebody and she gave him a cold shoulder.
Maybe so. But what really got me though was how Citizen X, oh, they talking to him, the coach talking to him.
Cussing him out. You know what, niggas? See a lot on the floor.
Yeah, I see him. How does he get his legs up? Like, you would think he wouldn't be able to get his legs up like that with that belly in the way.
But I ain't going for this no more.
That's interesting. Okay. But so what got me was how Citizen X made Loman a standard bearer for all whorishness.
He's a barometer.
He's a barometer. And I'm like, okay, just how hoish do you have to be where people look to you?
Right.
You know? And I was like, wow, you know, is he really that bad? And you would think that that would disgust me. And I'd be like, well, I don't want to have nothing to do with him.
It disgusts me.
Okay. But I'm just like, okay, maybe there's more to the story. Maybe he and Citizen X have history.
Right.
You know, something like that. So, you know, you have to take gossip with a grain of salt because that's what it is.
Right. That's true.
So we're not saying that we believe everything that's coming out of Citizen X or the mole's mouth.
Right.
We're just saying that's how it is. But what's funny is that all of these things that we think about them, they're always proven to be true somehow.
Yes.
You know, and we don't, that's what I'm saying, we've never spoken to any of them. No. We don't know anyone here in Houston that knows them.
No, we don't know none of
them. Yes, we don't know nothing like that. So this is just us reading and guessing, you know, what's going on in our heads. And like from the first day that we started doing this, everything that we've ever thought about anybody in rugby, it has come true.
Right It's so spooky.
It really is spooky. And that's why we always laugh and joke, and we say, you know, these folk are destiny or something. Right. You know, because
even my little sister said last night, because
we seem to be so connected to them, and you know, we talk about the similarities between their culture and ours, and it's just really strange. But yeah, so if Citizen X decides to stick around, we will feed you more information as it comes in. But please don't try to guess who it is. You'll never guess.
No, you won't.
In a million years. And that's why we're not giving you any information. We're not gonna make it easy for you. Don't send us no emails asking us. And if Citizen X is listening, we're not trying to bust you out. We're not trying to piss you off.
Right.
You know, but our listeners have come to, you know, expect little bits of juice from us.
Right. That's just a little bit of juice.
Yeah, that's just a little bit of juice. And you know, it's a lot of other stuff that you told me. And if I wanted to bust you out and bust other folks out, I could. But that's not how I roll. And the mole will tell you, we know how to keep secrets.
And see, the mole had already kind of hinted that, you know, Lomi was, you know.
Yes.
So.
Right, you know.
You just like a second witness.
Right. But anyway, so I think, oh, and I want to talk about Jonah Lomo. And you should like this because you're a Christian girl.
Right.
But, you know, I was thinking when I was going to the bank today to get some money for my hair. I don't know why I was thinking about him. But I was thinking, I was like, wow, you know, his name is really prophetic. You know, the story of Jonah and the whale.
Right.
And you know how, you know, Jonah didn't do what the Lord told him to do. He
tried to run.
He tried to run, and he wouldn't face up to what was in front of him,
right.
the task that was at hand.
Right.
And so he ended up being swallowed by that fish, and so he had to get down on his knees and pray and say, okay, I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
Right.
And that's when the fish spat him out.
Right.
So then I was thinking about what we were talking about last week, about how these Ephesians seem to be just like sitting back taking this shit.
Right.
And, oh, has the game started again?
Yeah.
Okay, damn.
Keep going.
Okay. Though. And I was like, you know, someone like Jonah is in the perfect position to be an advocate for their rights because, you know, he knows now how it feels to really love this game and not be able to play it.
Right.
And not have a lot of other stuff going on.
Right.
Because he's still trying to get back into rugby. He's not giving up. You know, the man only got one kidney.
and he not giving up, right?
Right.
And so when I got home, I went to his website, uh-huh. and lo and behold,
look at Paul Tito get up. Oh, Paul Tito is fighting and squabbing with somebody. They fighting and squabbing.
Paul Tito, I'll never.
You didn't have it ready.
Corey Jane got into it too.
That's Paul.
Oh, they didn't show it. But anyway, so me and Galitima, we always say, you know, why ain't somebody told Jonah Lomu to sit down, stop getting into rugby? He needs to just, you know, do something else. He needs to coach. He needs to
write a book.
He, you know, something. Stop trying to do it because he is a liability. Nobody wants him to get injured, something to happen to that other kidney. And then that's it. You know, the nigga dead, you know. Well, he got a kidney transplant. So he has two kidneys.
Right.
But, you know, then they had to give him another transplant. And that's not fair because there's people like that. They still ain't got the first one.
Right.
So I went out to the website when I got home. And so I read this on his website. And it says, I'm not hanging up my boots yet. I want to thank everyone for the messages of support. I'm overwhelmed by your kind words, your continued encouragement and support. Since the news broke of me not being offered a Super 14 contract in New Zealand, I've had hundreds of messages from people around the world, and it means so much to me. Hundreds. Just hundreds from around the world. You would think it would be thousands. I'd be lying if I said I'm not disappointed, but I have had a go and given it everything in the time I had. I would have been more disappointed if I hadn't. People always ask why I don't take the easy option and retire, but it's just not in my nature to do that. It's not me. One of the many things the game has taught me is that when you get knocked down and you just have to get back up, your support means so much to me, and I'm truly inspired by the messages I've had from people. I want to let you all know I'm not giving up, and I'm excited about what the future holds. Take care, my friends, Jonah. So I'm like, okay. And so to pull together Jonah Lomu and the story of Jonah in the Bible,
okay.
I was thinking, you know, sometimes we need to be open to what God is telling us.
Right.
And you know, I've seen it in my life when I was just trying so hard to do something and it wouldn't work.
Right.
And other things seem to come so easy.
Right.
You know, and it's like maybe the reason that it's so hard for him to get back into rugby is that it's not meant for him to do that.
That's right.
And I don't think anyone has
told him
that. You know, from that perspective. It's like, Jonah, it's not like we're saying, you know, you old bread, you know,
right.
A week day old bread, we're going to throw you out.
Right.
We're not saying that. It's just that maybe you need to convert all this energy into something else.
Yep.
And it's not like he's sitting at home. He had charities, and they listed all the charities he's involved with.
Ooh.
It's, he got a lot of them. It's Cure Kids, Special Olympics, Ronald McDonald House, National Kidney Research Foundation, and Kidney Kids Support Group. So he's doing stuff, and I was like, you know, why doesn't he, this is another area that everybody's talking about. You know, that they don't have education, and you know, their bodies are used and abused and stuff. And I just wish that I could tell him. Maybe I should send him a letter.
Maybe you should, dear Mr. Longwood.
Yes. Because I really feel for him. I mean, by the time we got to watching the rugby, well, the New Zealand rugby, he was already gone.
Yeah, he was. So we never got to see that step on your face.
Yes. So.
Step on your face.
Right. But I don't know. Maybe folk are like listening to this now and saying, what the hell you know about it? Or maybe there's some people out there that would tend to agree with what I just said. I don't know.
I think so.
That surge just took off. They blew the whistle, though.
What's that surge?
I don't know. Look at old... Yes. He is a little fire plug, isn't he?
He is.
I could have. Okay, never mind. I'm gonna be good this time. I'm gonna be
especially
good.
Especially after your sermon.
Yes. But oh, I forgot. We had one comment. I have after the comment. We had a comment from, and can you believe this? The one, the only, Jeremy Jedi Finn from the Rugby Roundtable. Listen to our podcast, y'all.
Wow.
People from the Rugby Roundtable listen to our humble little podcast.
I can't believe it.
And he sent us a nice comment. It was on Galaxy Mafia's Namiya Never Scared post.
Yeah.
It says, whatever that thing is that y'all say in Maori, I can't pronounce it. I'm going to try. Yeah, that's it. Say it again.
Kia ora.
Okay. Ladies, I think we should communicate. Listening from New Zealand, warmest regards, Jedi, the Rugby Roundtable podcast on allblacks.com.
That's wild.
It is wild. So I would like to say to you, Jedi, tell Kevin Sennett I said hello. Kevin Sennett is, just try to imagine.
If you can.
A shorter and not quite as in shape. But just as red-headed Paul Tito.
Okay, yeah.
And not even as good-looking as Paul Tito.
Paul Tito ain't good-looking.
Okay, well, see, that's Kevin Sennett.
Girl, don't talk about the man. You gonna mess something up. Kevin, you are a fine man and a fine, enterprising young man, and we are sure you will go far in life.
Girl, Kevin ain't young.
Lotta is so fat now.
Kevin got to be at least 40. I see them fat rolls. Girl, I'm gonna make me a sandwich with them fat rolls. I think a nice smoked turkey breast would fit right in between them fat rolls.
I can't get over it though.
I tell you, girl, I know something's going on. I feel for him.
Cause I got another back picture of it. I'm gonna get that back picture and I'm gonna get the other back picture. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have it. You must
have it.
Am I sitting on it? I don't think so. Even my booty is not that tough. I can't feel a pin.
120.
It's
around 120. Oh, I see.
You see? Okay. But anyway, that's the comments from our blog and my sermon on Jonah Lomu and what he should do.
Well, Jonah, we hope you work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Get your stuff together, player.
We really do.
Together. Just stop together. Go and put your records on.
Oh my goodness, let's see. I can't wait to get to the part where Tialata go ape shit. Cause that's how they talked about it, you know. He lost his cotton picking mind.
You saw some other stories, that's what he said.
I mean, the way that they were talking about it, I was like, okay, this better be good. I better see a fire coming out of his ears, you know.
Better be as good as Richard McCall.
Yes.
That's the comparison.
That is the standard bearer right there.
For a lot of fights.
Oh, yes.
You put his hands on your throat.
And not throat.
Your throat.
Woo.
Rose was hot. You was hot, Rose.
Yes, Rose did not like the what. Yes, I need to talk to Rose. Rose don't want nobody to touch Richie McCaw. Woo!
Send me an email. And Rose, you know, Galaxy Mafia and Glamour Diva happen to be a journalism major. So that means that everything you say to us, you know, we don't forget anything. You mentioned you was on some kind of YouTube group. So I went out there and found your group, Rose. And you put my Namiya video out there on you. I don't know what you said because I don't belong to your group, so I can't click on none of your messages. But I saw my video out there, Rose. You better be glad I ain't put it on private.
But you know they probably talking about him out there. You know they are.
Big dark Samoan joke.
He need to be, you know, strung up. Uh-huh. How dare he put his hands around the throat of our Lord and Savior, Richie McCaw? I'm like, please, girl, it is not that crucial, okay? If Richie, this is why I say that, Rose. If Richie can blow it off, if Richie can be like, Ain't no thing but a chicken wine.
Okay, because I wish we'd call him the cat but the Albert.
Yes. Then everybody else need to let that shit go.
And that nigga never beat me. I'm on his mind.
Right. That's why I say Richard grown.
Okay.
He grown and sexy.
Okay? I wasn't gonna go there.
Okay. I don't think he's sexy, but other folk do.
I think he's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rose. I really am gonna make you something, Rose. I know you think I'm lying.
But anyway.
Just gotta get my stuff together.
You know, this reminds me of that stupid Italy and Scotland game.
Why?
The Hurricanes of Scotland right now. They just like, they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Where's the
no-no? He ain't out there. He over there eating in the corner. He about to get fat again.
Girl.
But then you say you read that next that he was all fat and out of shape and,
yeah,
and crazy.
You, some of those all bad pictures, he looked real round, you know?
Yeah.
You could tell him, cause like that picture where he coming out the ocean with that dude from Mount Samoa. He not cut, ripped or nothing. He just
that was Keys Muse. That he was from All Blacks.
Okay, whatever. So he coming out the ocean with some nigga. I don't know who the nigga was.
But I just told you it was
that Keys Muse. All I know is that no dude did not. He was not ripped and cut like he is now.
Nah, he was big, but he wasn't ripped and cut.
Nah, he was.
Somebody needs to tell the nigga, you know, you ain't smart, so you best to stay pretty.
This has just been a day. And we were almost done, too. What are they talking about, temperature?